Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Weekly Awakening Podcast. It's your host, Colleen. Good morning, and let's have a good day today. We are in Scorpio season. What does that mean for you? Before I get to that and a current transit that's happening, and of course a few stories, I just want to remind everyone, thank you again for supporting me. We just had 100 episodes. This is 102. I cannot believe that. Make sure you go back and check episode 100 out with David Wurtzel. That's such a good episode. He was my first ever podcast recording. We talk all about that. He was episode number one, and it was cool just to reflect back with him. Definitely a good episode, and he is so raw and so true and so honest. And for a guy right now, he's really making his way. You know, I guess not just a guy, but a strong masculine figure in breaking down the boundaries for men and emotions and love and happiness and all the things that formerly men weren't comfortable talking about out loud. And now, thank God, in society, they are becoming more able to talk about. But he definitely is someone who's been able to bring it raw from day one. So definitely check out that episode. And I finally changed my podcast name, everyone, to Cosmic Colleen, which if you've been following along, that's what I decided to go back to. Now, some of you who have been listening, you already know, but those that are new tuning in, I was originally the Hair Healer, and I started that 3 years ago. I started kind of building that name, that brand. The podcast started from there. Like, I had a product. I had so many things. Hold on. My son Abram just came down. Yes, Abram. Okay, well, sit down, please. That's not very nice. He thinks it sounds terrible. That's my Instagram name. It's the Weekly Awakening now, Abram. Get with it. You should know your mother's podcast. Just kidding. So, anyways, it was the Hair Healer. That was that. And I had felt, especially over the last 6 months, a year, I really felt like, do I hold true to that identity? I do. Absolutely. The healer part of me, the healing, and obviously the hair. But I had felt that it really tied down my identity to this one umbrella, right? And I felt that if I expressed other things, right? Because there are much more than just the healer side, right? You know, I'm funny, I'm sexy, I'm sassy, I can be a little bit raunchy, you know, those, I'm like funny, you know, goofy, stupid, I don't know, I'm a lot of different things. And I felt like there was a certain expectation that came with the healer, that I couldn't be any of these other things in a way, you know, or I couldn't present in another way. And it just felt like, all right, I feel like I'm growing and moving beyond that. And now, you know, I'm kind of changing my social media identity. And as crazy as that sounds, you know, I'd built so much. I had built this dream on that, you know, the Hair Healer. So it took me a while to really switch over, you know, and then the TikTok thing happened. I had already changed the podcast name back in January. And especially since then, I've been really going around with it in my head. And then, you know, I started just changing everything to Cosmic Colleen. And I said, the other day, I finally changed my Instagram. 2 mornings ago, I just did it. And I said, all right, here we go. We're going to try Cosmic Colleen. And again, I just go by Colleen. And we say these fun things because it's catchy and it helps people remember who you are on the internet. You know, and it sets you aside from just other Colleen. So I go with Cosmic Colleen. So we'll see where the journey now begins with Cosmic Colleen. So again, if you can go find me on social media, share this podcast, do whatever. That really helps me the most as I get this out there. Cosmic Colleen on TikTok, Instagram, Colleen Dixon on Facebook, Twitter. That's where I post kind of my daily astrology writings. That's Cosmic Colleen _. So yeah, Cosmic Colleen, bitches. Here we are. Whew. Let's talk about yesterday. Yesterday, perfected, we had Venus square Neptune. What does that mean? Well, you know, it's a smaller transit. It's not really a bad transit, right? You got Venus, the planet of love, kids, and square it, love, kids, beauty, our creative pleasures, friendship, square Neptune, you know, the planet of illusions and delusions. It's like the drunk planet a little bit. Imagine it's a lot of Pisces swimming in that planet. And so what can happen is the veil can be revealed while that happens. You know, we can oftentimes see something in a partner or in a person that we didn't want to see, right? The truth comes through there. We can often see truth in friendships. We can see our own kind of craziness and truths. You know, there's just a lot of truth being revealed around that. It's also, it's a dreamy energy. It gets kind of loose. I know someone who wasn't paying attention once driving and totaled their car during this transit back in July. I think it was July or June, the last time we had this little transit. And I guess it was a while ago then, since it's square. But nevertheless, you know, they're off daydreaming, not thinking, and boom, you know, hit right into something. They're okay, but again, their car is totaled. And yesterday, as it was perfecting, three different people I heard of, two were yesterday, one was the day before, they got their windows smashed in. Which again, Venus would in the chart represent, could represent a car, right? Something that you like, a luxury good. Not necessarily the movement of day to day, that would be Mercury, but the car itself would be Venus. And Neptune, you know, who broke into your car? Most likely a drug addict. I'm just going to put that out there. Most of the time people are the most desperate when they're on drugs. You know, that was me many years ago. And so Neptune, you know, that's make Neptune the drug addicts or people who need to commit crimes in some way. And then you'll have that just as simple as, it's not simple, it sucks, but as having your car window broken in. Now, I want to talk about a little bit deeper than that. I want to talk about a conversation I spent about 2 hours with on the phone last night, which is a very Venus squared Neptune. Oftentimes we can find these transits happening in just the conversations we have with people, especially if you're a Mercury, you know, if you're a Mercury ruled sign like Virgo, Gemini, that already like to talk things out. You know, you can find yourself questioning all kinds of things. And I started to think about beauty. And what does beauty mean, and how is beauty today in this society, and how are we growing, changing for the worst, for the better? I think we're changing for the worst towards beauty, at least for now. I don't think it's going to get better. I don't think it's going to get worse. I mean, I don't think it's going to get better anytime soon. There may be a change, but what do I mean with beauty? Well, particularly, you know, Venus or beauty and Neptune, which is something that can be represent aging and growing old, and I feel like as for women, not so much for men, it is no longer accepted to look older in any sort of way, to grow into your beauty, to even show an ounce of wrinkles, an ounce of hair, an ounce of body fat, whatever it is, it's not accepted as beauty. And we're starting this younger and younger. What is the concept of beauty? Well, some people who can see beyond the day-to-day beauty, what society is making beautiful, can understand that there's more to it, but the general collective find beautiful what they see all the time, what goes into their mind. So if you're watching TV, you're watching TikTok, you're watching, looking at pictures, scrolling, eventually your concept of beauty will change. Again, unless you are able to see beauty beyond the skin, your concept of beauty for a lot of reasons will change because it becomes what we see all the time, right? And since the Kardashians have made the hit, and you know they came out, I think 2006, 2007, I just graduated high school, and they made their way, as we see, they've gotten more and more and more plastic. And I'm not hating on the Kardashians, you know, listen, they look good by that sort of fake stance. They look gorgeous. I thought they all looked, you know, gorgeous when they first started out, but that really has paved the way. To add to it, we now have filters that make you look perfect in different ways. They either change your eyes slightly, you know, the shape of your eyes, your mouth, your nose. We don't even realize those hidden things to now, and I'm guilty of it. I know lots of other people are guilty. They don't even want to post something without one of those type of filters, you know, or, you know, TikTok. We have these other ones that are constantly changing your face. They're giving you freckles. They're changing your eye color. They're doing all these things, and we're looking at ourselves, and we're like, oh, wait, would I look better with that? Do I not look that good like this? And then we're 24/7 watching people with these same filters, these same looks, these same almost fake perfect imaging. And that is what we have found to be beautiful. You know, why can't we age and why can't we see beyond that? And how is this a train wreck ready to happen? I think in a way it is. And I have fallen guilty of it myself. You know, I'm starting to get my first two marionette wrinkles on my side of my face. I smile a lot. I do the smize as well. I perk my lips out. And all of a sudden this last year, I'm like, holy shit, they're not going away. And if you know me, you know that my mother, she had me in her 40s and she always looked fabulous. She always looked 15 years younger, but she was fanatical. I didn't even know her age until I was 17 and I found out by accident. She used to tell us when we were a kid that we weren't allowed to, if she died, we weren't allowed to put the year she was born on her tombstone. And since I was 15, she told me I need to use night cream to watch pre-age wrinkles. And all of a sudden, it's like, you know, it doesn't come out till we get to that age. You know, we manifest, or it goes into our subconscious, what our parents did, what they said. And then I realized as I started to get to the age of aging, or at least beginning of that, I'm all of a sudden turning into my mother that way and becoming obsessed. And I'm looking at my face and I'm like, okay, I need filler. I have to keep this perfect face. And I do not have a perfect face at all. I have acne, but I'm meaning like my beauty, or my concept of beauty, or, you know, we all feel the most beautiful naturally in our 30s. And I'm like, oh my God, I have to keep that concept of beauty up. And do I really, you know? And I'm like, in a couple more years, I get two more of these lines, or they get deeper, I won't be perceived as beautiful. And again, that's vain. That's, you know, that's not necessarily healthy behavior, but I can only help but wonder that we're all becoming like this, you know, and surgeries, plastic surgery, facial, derm, things are getting more affordable. They're becoming everywhere. That's what everyone wants. And I thought to myself, this does not seem like a good path. I don't know about you, but overall, this seems like a path towards low self-esteem. And why is it, for women particularly, why are men okay? Why do men look more distinguished when they have wrinkles? Why do men look more distinguished whenever they have gray hair? Why do we find that sexy? You know, I'm guilty of it. The guy I'm dating is 22 years older than me. I find it very sexy. You know, I love the old men. I got Saturn in the fifth house in Capricorn. So, and how do we change that? I have a whole other concept of that, and I'll say that and we'll get off of the subject, and I'll talk about, you know, Mars and, you know, Sun moving into Scorpio. But I have this concept that growing up, right, you always hear the common thing like, oh, women liking older men, women liking older men, women liking older men, daddy issues, women liking older men. Again, these things go program us. They go into our mind. What we see and watch every day fucking programs us. So just know that. And then all of a sudden we grow up and we start seeing the older men, and we start seeing, oh, that's distinguished. That looks good. I like that. I like that. Now, when you're a kid, you never hear, ooh, older women. Ooh, older women. Ooh, look at that older woman, you know, and I hope that changes. I hope, you know, hopefully we all become cougars one day, because the truth is, you know, people, women, we weren't allowed to be sexual creatures. We weren't allowed to do that back then. So when we were growing up, society said, like, what? That is so weird that a woman would like, you know, a guy 15 years younger than her. That would be a very strange concept. What? That shouldn't be right. We're women. We're mothers. We're doing this, 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 this. So that is one of my theories as to why we don't let women age, you know, or we don't think they're beautiful as they age versus men, is because, you know, we still find that concept very weird. And so when we don't find that weird, you're not going to look for women in that way. I hope that makes sense. That wasn't a little bamble. I don't even know what that word is. But I think that really brings about what is happening and what we're about to face, because I think we're just at the beginning of that. You know, again, these filters are getting more and more. It's not just about the color anymore. It's about changing your face shape in these filters. And I think this is, again, just the beginning. We want perfect boobs. We want, you know, we want for perfect butt. And I'm guilty again. I'm probably going to get my tits done, honestly. After having kids, I probably am going to get them raised and fixed. And that's true. That's a battle, though, I've had. And you guys might be feeling that right now. The battle I've had is loving my body, honoring my body. I had two giant kids, two 10-pound kids that are healthy, amazing, and I've done a lot with this body. This body is sacred. But at the same time, I'm like, but there's certain things I would like to change, and could I? You know, our body's just a temple, and our soul transcends beyond that. So the same token, I'm like, go for it, you know, and I should go for it. So again, none of this, if you have plastic surgery, please know I probably will get 10 things done. So I'm not shit talking that. It's just the concepts of beauty and what is happening and how they are changing, and not for the better. So that's my little beauty concept ramble. Now let's move to the Sun moving into Scorpio season. I like to think of, now traditionally, Scorpio is ruled by Mars, and I like to look at Mars as our shadow activator. That's what I say. It's our shadow activator. So wherever Mars goes, it activates something in that. And to even deeper in your chart, what does Mars rule? Scorpio and Aries, and where is Mars? And I think that when Mars first transits, especially if it's in a harder sign, we see our shadows. Yes, in one way, we get We get adrenaline. We can go, go, go. But in the big time, we see our shadows and it activates us. So when the sun is moving into Scorpio season, it's illuminating a lot of things. And the general, you know, feeling is you can feel a little more sexual, right? During that time. That's a very sexual, powerful sign. I know for me, I think I have Mars in my house. I do have Mars in my house of marriage. And I think that's one of the reasons why, but I instantly become way more like hypersexual during that time and get kind of freaky during every time, every year. It's like almost nonstop around this time. It just happens when the sun moves into Scorpio season, like 10 times more than I already am. And the general energy might be aggressive. We might be more action, you know, oriented to go take a little action and go be able to figure some stuff out. We may have a kind of a deep thing coming up in us. Something that happened the other day is my son had a COVID test. It was kind of obnoxious, but I hope I'm not telling too many stories today, but here I am telling too many stories. The school called me on Monday. Nothing worked out that day. And I was like, they're like, you got to come get your son at 12 o'clock. I'm at the gym. I said, really? It's my first Monday at the gym. But I said, why? He said, well, he has a cold and he said he couldn't taste anything. So you can't bring him back till you test him for COVID. So I said, okay. So I went and got him. We had to get a rapid COVID test, which cost $150, a scam, even though the one covered by insurance takes 72 hours to come back. That doesn't make any sense. But nevertheless, I paid the $150 for it to come back negative. But I was a little annoyed, but I instantly turned it around, right? I told myself after 5 minutes of being annoyed about it, like, wait, you get to spend this extra time alone with your son, which you need, your son needs, and that's a really special thing that you get to do that. And when I pulled up to pick him up and I heard, hi, mommy, from the nurse's office, my heart melted. You know, he's almost eight and eventually it won't be like that. And just to hear that little voice, how excited he was to see me, you know, it brought me right back to the presence. And then I had, this is a Mars thing. When the sun moved into that, you know, I cried. He got home. I was doing some yoga. He's watching TV and I just kept hearing, hi, mommy. Hi, mommy. And I just started crying. And I was like, I just felt like, you know, am I a good mom? Am I this? Am I that? I question that every week. I think we all do as mothers. You know, it's very hard nowadays to work full time, to be a mom, to keep up with yourself, to do whatever it is. And I just went over and I said, look, I love you. I just want you to know I'm crying. He's like, why are you crying, Bob? I'm like, because I just love you so much. And eventually you're not going to say hi, mommy. You're going to ignore me when I come get you from the office. And I just want need you to know that in spite of, that's what I said to him, in spite of all of my mistakes, I need you to know how much I love you. And I think that's one of the keys, right? Yeah, all of our parents fucked up. My parents fucked up. But did they love us? Did they show us love? Do you know that they would have put themselves, when it came down to it, you know, ahead of you? And how do they feel? Because that's the truth. And the number one important thing for our kids to know is, do they love us? Do you love them? And yes, you do. And yes, that's important to tell them as many times, you know. But that brought up the crying is what I'm saying is, a lot of times Mars will bring up this sudden crying, you know, especially since Mars is getting ready to leave Libra, Mars itself, and enter Scorpio, which is kind of exciting. I think there's a lot about coming up, especially at the end with, you know, this last week with relationships, with friendships, and with kids. A lot coming up with there. Our shadow work is coming up, you know, our unhealed pain and trauma is coming up. But the best thing you can do is sit in it. People don't always agree with that, but the more that you push that away, the more that you say, okay, I'm not going to cry. I'm going to go, you know, look at TikTok for an hour. I'm going to go walk outside for an hour. I'm just going to ignore whatever is happening. Those emotions still go into our body. They go in as layers, you know, they add into there. And then one day something small sets us off and they just start coming. They just start flowing, or it manifests an illness in our body. That's it. The emotions don't leave. They manifest in one way or another. So when you're having these moments, if you have anything this week, any crying deep moments, why am I crying? Do it. Cry. Feel it. Sit in it. You know, I give myself no longer usually, obviously deaths or things like that, maybe switch up the game a little bit, but I don't give longer than 2 days. You know, even one day is hard for me really to mope around and cry and be upset. Most of the time though, I have these small moments that I cry in, and then I let it go. And then the next moment, it might be an hour later, I still cry, I honor it. So during Scorpio season, we need to honor our shadow side. We need to honor our trauma. You know, we need to honor our sexuality. We need to honor all of these things, you know, our aggressiveness, our action, the way we go. So during this time, it might be fun with Mars moving into Scorpio, the Sun moving into Scorpio, if you're in a relationship, or even if you're not in a relationship, you just like to have sex or you want to feel some pleasure, go and do something fun and freaky and wild and out of the box with sex. That's just, we'll just take it right there. Do something to make you feel alive again, like a kid again, something that's like, you know, BDSM, whatever it is. You're like, oh my God, Colleen, is this episode rated NC? Remember that? Eyes Wide Shut. Go watch Eyes Wide Shut with your partner and then figure some stuff out from there. And just allow yourself to feel. Again, we're headed towards our darkness. We're headed towards a darker time of the year here in, you know, North America. And so what does that look like for you? Scorpio season gives us a chance to get ahead of our shadows, to really look and sit with them before the wintertime brings out our shadows, because that's the truth. That's why most people don't like winter. And I had a winter mindset episode, I think, 2 episodes ago. So just go back to listen to that. So again, with this, we're going to expect a lot of drive, sexuality, power, anger, you know, deep emotions, things like that are really going to happen. Now, at the end of the week, we have the moon in Leo opposite Saturn, but starting Thursday to Sunday, we're going to feel it. It perfects on Saturday. We have the Sun square Saturn. What does that mean? The Sun square Saturn, oftentimes, it brings, you know, the karma to our daily lives. One of the things Saturn rules is our karma. So oftentimes we can, and it could just be, I don't know. Karma is so funny. Karma is just the reaction to every one of our actions, and that's as far as words. So it could come as silly as maybe you told off the neighbor last week for something stupid, and then you realize, ugh, that was kind of stupid. I shouldn't have yelled at them. Well, Saturday, you might have that conversation with them. They might run into you and say, hey, why were you so mean last week? And you say, what? Do you mean, oh yeah, and then you're sat there to almost like to be not disciplined, but just to look at your actions. So I think Sun square Saturn really brings a look into our actions. What are we doing? And it brings karma to our actions. And sometimes they're, you know, squares are of the nature of a negative thing, but not always negative comes. Sometimes it's like friction. Squares are friction. You can see that it's not, you know, it's a little bit, I think, less bigger than opposites, you know, opposites are more than a square is, but it's a little bit of a conflicting motion. So during that time, unfortunately, sometimes you'll see grandparents pass away when the Sun is squared Saturn. That usually happens our daily life. Some sort of, see, again, seeing the way our mind is being tricked or played on. We might also feel a lot of anxiety that day. You know, what are we seeing in ourselves? Sometimes I think people somewhat feel a little bit down on themselves during that time. You know, Saturn, you know, the Sun wants to be big and happy and bright and bold. And again, right now it's in Scorpio, so we're a dark, bold happiness, but Saturn wants to restrict and it wants to bind and it wants to take away. So with the Sun and Mars and square Saturn, there might be some conflict. And again, during this time, like, don't yell, don't fight, because there will be a repercussion for that in a lot of ways. And again, when I say repercussions, doesn't mean like go get arrested. It could be just something as they might yell back at you. But, you know, just watch your actions. But there also, during this time too, could be some rewards. There can always be rewards when there's Saturn. You know, it's like 70% non-rewards and 30% rewards when we have Saturn. So again, that's happening at the end of the week. And some of these transits are felt so small, just like someone's car being broken into, 3 people as yesterday. It could be something like that. It could be you getting a note from your teacher that said, hey, you didn't work hard on this paper, and I could tell that you didn't work hard on it. So things like that will come up with Sun and Saturn. Again, you may feel some anxiety. You may feel some tiredness. You may feel some overall, like, blah a little bit. But again, everything passes, and that's what I love about astrology. That's what I love about these planets, is that everything passes in time, right? All we have is this moment, and the hard time you might be going through now or you're worried about going through, it will pass. Everything passes. And I can promise you, whatever you're worrying about today, you will not be worrying about most likely a year from now, 2 years from now, for sure not 5 years from now. And it might not even be 6 months from now. So that's always a good thing. And remember, what you worry about, what you project is oftentimes a fear-based thing coming from your subconscious. It's not true. It's not going to be as bad as you think it's going to be. So remember that and tell yourself that it's not going to be as bad as I think this is going to be, or as that scary as it's going to be. And you run head first, because right now we got all of that Mars energy. And again, if you're a Scorpio rising and, you know, Scorpio right now, you got Mars moving into that. And I think it's really going to be illuminating, giving you a lot of extra personal power during, especially in, you know, and Scorpio Sun's bringing you a more powerful solar return, a more powerful kickoff to this year for you. So that's going to be good. All right. Thank you guys for riding out with this episode. I think this is a good episode. Hopefully I didn't tell too many stories. But, you know, again, I think half of you like to listen to my stories, even if I do. And someone just told me, my friend Jen, if she's listening, she said, last year I just realized, Colleen, stop saying sorry on your podcast. And I don't know how well I've done with that, because there I am still saying sorry. But thank you, everyone, for listening and tuning in. Make sure you check me out, Cosmic Colleen. Make sure you share this episode with a friend. That's the best way to help put myself out there, get myself out there, you know, get this podcast out there. Thank you again for everyone who's been listening, been rocking out with this podcast with me for the last 2 years and 102 episodes. Hell yes. Now go take the day, take this Mars energy and go run with it. Find something out. And remember, sit in your shadow self. Just sit there. And maybe help us all try to change the concept of beauty. All right. That's it. I'm going to shut up now. Have a beautiful day. Thank you, everyone. Love you guys. Bye.